Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. And the Bible said, verse number 16, he said, "And they had been a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I've suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain or two will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. Thank you for standing this morning of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Now you'll find in the context of our reading, Jesus is headed to the cross. Thank God he went to the cross. I want to say that it was a rugged cross. This cross that you see ball players wearing around their neck or stampled in their ear, some in their nose, looked like they fell in a tackle box. Amen? Well, that wasn't the cross. Jesus died on an old rugged cross for the sins of this world. And oh, it was a rugged cross that he got upon to die for, that you and I could go to heaven and live in a glorious place. And this morning, a lot of people are caught in this predicament. I would ask you to ask this question to you. What will you do with Jesus? He said this. Pilate said, Well, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? I've noticed not many people know what to do with Jesus. They do pretty good as long as the church is dead. Nothing going on. But when Jesus shows up, I've noticed people don't know what to do with Jesus. Well, I'm glad I'm in a church where the Lord Jesus is at today. Now I want to preach on this simple Bible thought this morning. What will you do with Jesus? I want to say, first of all, what I've learned to do with Jesus, believe on Him. The Bible said in Acts chapter number 16, one of the most wonderful stories I like, Paul and Silas got thrown in jail. If you wanted to find the Apostle Paul, he was not in the Holiday Inn. You could find him in the jail cell. Now I'm going to tell you, if you stand for what's right, this world's not going to like you either. As long as you go to their flow and in their little club and in their little clique, everything will go pretty good. But honey, when you start making a stand for Jesus, things will go to flaring up on you. And this morning you'll notice we must believe on Him. He said in verse 25 of Acts 16 at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And that's a good time to get to praying. I want to say it's late. Now I can understand the praying, but look what they done. At the midnight hour, they went to singing. You notice how it's wrote in the King James, S-A-N-G. A lot of Baptists have just gone to singing. But I love singing. It's a lot of difference in singing and singing. If the choir rear back and not worry whether who's here or who ain't here and just go to singing for the glory of God, we'd hear from heaven this morning. It's sort of like a difference between preaching and teaching. Teaching touches the mind, but honey, preaching touches the heart. And we need preaching in the day and hour that we live. So they sang praises. I said, Dear God, how in the world could they go to singing at the midnight hour? I love what the Holy Ghost showed me. He said, hey, preacher, if you'll go to praying, then you can go to singing. A lot of times we want to sing our way out. But honey, sometimes it takes praying your way out. So we find in the midnight hour there was a praying in church. If it's ever been a time that we live in the midnight hour, it is today. Have you ever seen America the way it is? Homosexuality running rampant. It's an abomination in the eyes of God. Honey, it is not an accepted lifestyle. You was not born that way. You was created in the image of Almighty God. It is a choice that you would rebel against this Bible. It's the last days. It's in the last days. Perilous times shall come. Young people, I want to tell you the Bible's right. Don't worry about what the professors or philosophers is saying. Jesus is coming and things is going to wax worse and worse. This morning in the midnight hour, they went to praying and a singing. Boy, I'm glad I'm in a church that's a praying and a singing. Praise God, ain't you? I like that singing. They must have got that from the southern vernacular. Sing. I like. You say, preacher, ain't a word. It is where I go to church. Amen. Amen. Yeah, man. There was a singing. And honey, you'll never go to singing till you've done some praying. Amen. Oh, at the midnight hour, it may have done got late down at your house. But Paul said, in these circumstances, I'm going to pray and I'm going to sing. Now, this done something. I want to say it is very important how you act in the midnight hour. The Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But I like Paul. He cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And look what he said. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I'm so glad they didn't say, join the Baptist church. And I'm so glad they didn't say, go and be baptized so every catfish in the pond knows your name. I'm glad he didn't say, go ride a bicycle and hand out tracts and see if you can make it to heaven. But he did say these words, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Preacher, what you gonna do with Jesus? I'm gonna believe on Him for my past. I'm glad my sins are gone. They've been put in the sea of forgetfulness. He said He put them behind His back, never to be brought up to me no more. Thank God for Jesus this morning. I'm glad I'm gonna believe on Him for my past. I had an ugly past. What past? I ain't got no past. Hank, what am I preaching about? I ain't even got no past. I'm a child of God. He's forgiven me of all unrighteousness. Everything I ever did, it'll never be brought up to me no more. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. Boy, it's something when you go to get help on your own preaching. Yeah, man. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, what are you going to do with Jesus? You ought to believe on Him for your sins. Let Him wash you away. I'm glad my past is gone. Boy, I'm glad what they said. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this world will let you talk about the Lord and about God. And I remember the Oprah Winfrey show. She let all these boys come on and say a national prayer. And they said, listen, we're going to let every faith come and pray, but it's one requirement you can't do. You can't mention nothing about Jesus. Honey, let me tell you, the Bible said there's a name above all names. And that's the name that hung on a cross and died for the sins of this world. This Muslim religion is taking our country. They say that Jesus was just a good prophet. He was a good man. Honey, the Bible said He was God manifested in the flesh. Came and walked among men. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. I'm glad we can get to heaven by Jesus this morning. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus got me before the Baptist got me. Lord, I'm so encouraged this morning. Thank God for Jesus. Somebody that died on an old rugged cross for somebody like me that was meaner than the devil, had made fun of the Bible, made fun of the saints of God. But I'm glad one day He reached down to where I was and forgave me of my sins. I have no past this morning, but I have a place, glory to God. Whoop, whoop, hell, I'm glad I got a place this morning. He said this, not only am I going to believe on Him about my past, I'm going to believe on Him about my place. He said, John 14, oh, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If you saved this morning, go and write in that Bible. Put your name right. I mean, I've got my name beside my place. I'm glad when I get the glory, nobody's in my place. Some of you come today, you got ready to slide in your little parking place. Somebody done got your spot. They got down where you sat. Thank God this morning. But when we get the glory, lad, honey, nobody's going to have your place. Ain't going to have my place. Thank God I got a place prepared in heaven for me, glory to whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm going to believe Him for my place. I never will forget one time, work gave me one of them drive-away vacations. Boy, me and my wife loaded up. We flew out way out yonder. I mean, we went a long way. Well, I never will forget, we got a rental car and drove up in the motel and walked in. Boy, I thought I was a big shot. I said, man, this company done sent me, gonna give me 3 nights vacation. Got a little money in my pocket. Boy, I got it made. I never will forget, I walked up. That old gal at the counter, she had them half glasses on. She pulled them and looked at me like I was flying a spaceship. I said, honey, I'm looking the same way at you. She said, well now, what's your name? I said, my name is Ken Bowen. She said, now you're supposed to be here tonight. I said, uh-oh. Yeah, we're supposed to be here tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night. I'll never forget what she did. She reached out on the counter and she grabbed that big register and she looked and she said, you ain't staying here. I said, oh no, Lord. I said, we done got on a flight. We done flew all the way out here. Lord, I ain't got no reservation. She said, sir, I'm sorry, but it must have been a mix-up. Can I tell you where I'm headed today? Hey, when I take my flight out of this world, I'm going to have a place that's prepared for me. It's registered in glory, and nobody going to get my place. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Thank God I got me a place according to His riches in glory. It was settled a long time ago. Praise God, they ain't going to turn around and hunt my name on that register. Boy, that day, won't that be a blessing, Miss Renee? Boy, wouldn't it be a blessing we was caught up in the rapture together. I didn't have to go to no funeral home to see you. You didn't have to go to a funeral home to see me. I mean, we'd just be doing our, maybe, wouldn't it be good if the Lord come back in our church when we're just worshiping and praising Him and preaching and singing? All of a sudden we close our eyes to this world and open it up to another world. What are you saying? We're going to a place, children. Thank God for my place this morning. Woo! Could you imagine me and Miss Renee walk in the desk? Said, boy, we've had reservations for y'all years ago. Paid at Calvary. Washed by the blood. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I ain't got a cabin on the hillside. I got a mansion, glory. Can you imagine what we live in and we get to go and move in a mansion? Some of y'all youngins, wish I had time to preach this morning. Some of y'all's chicken gonna burn today. I hope when you get home, you'll roast the size of a hickory nut. That means been in the oven too long. But you know something, these young kids today, they think when they get married, they ought to move in to what mom and daddy's worked for 50 years. I mean, boy, we live in a messed up society. But I'll never forget that little single wide Brother Gerald God had blessed me with. Boy, I moved in with my bride. We had a black and white TV. Some of you youngins don't even know what that is. We had 3 channels. I mean, sometimes I say, honey, go over there and stand by the TV so I can get channel number 11. It done better when she stood up beside of it. What are you saying, preacher? I'm telling you, when we moved in that little trailer, we thought we had everything. But oh, when we got our house built, now I moved that little bit of furniture I had in that big old house. I got to looking around and saying, my, what a mansion. You say, Brother Ken, you live in a mansion? It is to me. Hallelujah. It's better than a bridge. And it's better than a creek bank. God's been so good to me. But I said all that to say this. Can you imagine when we give what we have gone with and we step into our mansion? Can you imagine? You know, when you walk in a jewelry store and you see all that gold, your wants and desires, and you'd like to have this. Did you know that's where they just swept the streets of glory off? Boy, I'm going to the city and I'm trusting Jesus for my place. I want to say, not only am I trusting Jesus about my past and about my place, but I'm trusting Him about my pains. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you'll find out in this life you don't have to go hunt trouble. Trouble come find you. Boy, there's been times my children's let me down. There's been times that I've let myself down. There's been times that I've let my wife down, my church down. But oh, it's just something about Jesus. For He is a name above every name. I'm glad you can talk to Him about it. You know, some people you tell your troubles to and they like to broadcast it. Boy, I'm glad I've come to a place. Trust Him with my pain. I want to say that He cares for you this morning. He loves you more than anybody else has ever loved you. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. And I'm glad I can trust Him with my pains. Y'all excuse me just a minute, but sometime I get on a pity party. Boy, I get to thinking nobody's got it bad as me. Ain't nobody hurting like me. Ain't nobody as lonely as me. But then I'll crawl up in His lap with this Bible. And He'll come by and He'll sit down beside of me and He'll go to patting on me. Go to rubbing on me and go to hugging on me. And you say, preacher, I believe something's wrong with you. Yeah, I tell you what's wrong with me. In 1981, I left out of this whole world, headed to another. And I've never been the same since. I'm glad He feels our pains. What will you do with Jesus? Well, I've learned that I must believe on Him. And secondly, I've learned I can bank on Him. Boy, He is never late. Sherry, would you come? You know, I was reading in my Bible, I want to say this, in Philippians chapter number 3. I'm glad I found something in my Bible. He said, I can bank on Him for His purpose. In Philippians 1, verse number 6, the Bible says this, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm glad I can bank on Him about His purpose. What's He doing with you? What's He doing with me? Well, the Bible said that He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. You might not know what's going on in your life today. But the Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. You may have had a big tragedy in your life. You may have had a big upset, but I'm going to tell you, God is working out His purpose in your and my life. You can bank on Him for your purpose. Secondly, I found out you can bank on Him for His power. In Philippians 4 and verse 13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He said, I found out I can. You say, preacher, I'm having a problem forgiving. Well, you can through Him. Preacher, I'm having a problem turning loose of my past. You can through Him. Preacher, I'm having a problem loving my wife, loving my husband. Paul said he had found out he could do all things through Christ that strengthens him. I can bank on His power. Boy, God is more than able to handle any situation in this building today. Some of you, you about give up on your young'uns. Some of you about give up on your marriage. Well, the devil's probably told some of you you're too old to get saved. Well, let me tell you something. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I found out I can bank on Him, children, for His power. You know, I found out I can bank on Him about His promise. Listen to what He said. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I found out I can bank on His promise. I can't tell you the times that I've looked at my wife and said, honey, how will we make it? By His riches and glory. You may not know how you're going to pay the next bill. You may not know how you're going to accomplish the next thing you need to get done. But it's all here this morning. I've learned I can bank on Him. You know, when the storm got up, the disciples as in that boat, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came walking upon the sea. He cried When the storm got up one time and he said, "Peace, be still." And they said, "Oh, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey his voice?" There's a lot of weathermen. There's only one weatherman. There's a lot of men that talk about the weather. But there's only one can talk to the weather. Brother Dave, what's your number today? 305. Would y'all stand with me all around the house? You need some help? Won't you come today? I've learned that you can bank on Him. I've learned you can believe on Him. And I want to say lastly, I've learned you can brag on Him. There's nobody loved me like Jesus has loved me. Nobody's loved you like Jesus has loved you. You ought to make your way to an old-fashioned altar. Maybe you're here, never been saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe here, need some help for your life. It's a good place to come. Get at it this morning. Do what you need to do. Mind the Lord while we sing. Would you come?